Here is the Colorado weather forecast. Meteorologist Chuck Taylor.
Oh, with high humidity and temperatures in the mid-80s, it is getting a little uncomfortable outside. Radar does show a few isolated showers and thundershowers around, with the heaviest activity near London, Kentucky. So for the rest of the afternoon, it will be partly sunny, very warm and humid, with a slight chance of a thundershower. Highs will be near 88. Tonight, it will be fair to partly cloudy and warm, with lows near 70. Tomorrow, it's going to be hazy, hot and humid, with a few isolated thundershowers. Highs will be up around 90. Tomorrow night, it will be fair and warm, with lows near 70. And on Saturday, it should be hazy, hot and humid, with highs once again near 90. Right now, with hazy sunshine, our temperature is 86. I'm Chuck Taylor.
News on the hour and half hour. Bulletins at 1 to Mary Jeffries. News Radio 84, WHAS.
Now, practically live, emanating from high atop the humongous gray eminence at 6th and Chestnut, a program that takes stupidity to new heights and then throws it over the edge, it's Terry Miners and Company.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Back to you, Ter.
Thank you, Max.
Yada, yada, yada.
We're in the neighborhood.
Brent only does an occasional special these days. He doesn't actually record new shows. He's kind of covered every topic. 15 ways to Sunday, you know. He doesn't do, I think.
I didn't know that. I thought he was still doing new programs, but not. No, they're all reruns, pretty much.
Yeah, they're pretty much reruns.
Of course, when you think about it, you got a whole new generation of, what, 4, 5, 6 year olds every year. So I guess you really don't have to. The things he talks about are really pretty logical.
Mm-hmm. Do we sound differently today?
Yeah, we sounded different all day long, and I don't know why.
Oh. Just sounds kind of strange in my headphones.
Well, maybe you just have earwax.
For a change, I sound like I have a man's voice, so.
Okey-dokey.
Okay, well, we'll keep you updated on this Mayor Gets Married routine. How many days is it left? 2 days till the mayor gets married. And, well, I've been milking this bit for all it's worth, I'll tell you
what. And the mayor's office called, and they wish you'd knock it off.
Knock it off,
wise guy.
The royal wedding is less than 48 hours away, ladies and gentlemen. And the good news is you don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning like you did to see Chuck and Di get married. The bad news is you're not allowed to come out of your house while the motorcade passes by there. It's kind of a Secret Service sort of thing. You're allowed to wave from the windows and perhaps get on the roof and throw rose petals. That's about it.
If they said where they were going on their honeymoon?
I think that's a secret to be revealed on tomorrow's broadcast.
Oh, I see. I don't want to blow the bit. I was just going to say.
That's for tomorrow's show.
Okay. Let's say we could always call ahead and cancel the reservations. It's just as a kind of a... We did that to one guy I used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really cancel him. We just bribed the guy at the desk $50 to conveniently lose this guy's reservation for about 30 minutes at a hotel where they were staying.
Mm-hmm. Are these people still married?
They're still married, but he was getting ready to fire all of us.
Oh, this was a boss man.
Oh, yeah, it was a boss man, yeah.
That's been Denny Nugent?
No. This was a guy back in Lexington.
Okay.
And
Ralph Hacker's station.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Doug McKelvin used to work for Ralph Hacker.
Yeah.
Years ago.
And I got... No, never mind.
Go on, say it.
Then I got smart.
Ralph likes to hear that. We know he listens occasionally.
That's
right. I think we'll hear from Ralph on today's program, too. He's getting all excited. He's one of the few with an invitation to the wedding.
Boy.
And,
You got to be somebody to get one of those, I'll tell you.
You betcha. That's like derby box seats on the finish line. Get out of here. Got to know somebody for that. Also in today's program, we're always looking for new ways to make money on this station. As you're well aware, Mr. Bob Shearer can't step over a dime. So I think he's going to want me to run part of the Home Shopping Channel audio later today, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You've seen it on cable TV with the guys selling all that stuff made in Taiwan.
He's also got a sidekick who looks like a real goofball. And
the guy with the gold chains, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think we're going to have them on the air sometime today because we get some sort of royalties. Like if they're selling stereos at $200 a pop or whatever, and if we run that audio and then calls are generated from Louisville to their 1-800 number, whatever it is, they'll give it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We get like, you know, $5 or something. So
that's pretty big
Bob
stuff.
Hey, let's go for it today, huh?
Make some bucks.
And, oh, the trouble man is here today. I saw him in the building, so he is going to be in to take calls in a few minutes here, all right? Sound good?
Sounds great,
course,
Terry.
We're playing for the 24-carat section of our sweepstakes brochure,
the
once
contest
forever.
That'll never go away. Actually, it will go away.
Is it coming up?
This weekend is the end of the contest. Yeah.
And then I hope we're opening a brand new contest.
Of course. We'll start teasing that High Figure Monday.
Very good. I know something about that because I've posed for pictures with it. And this year, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not wearing a woman's bathing suit. That's all I can tell you at this time.
Boy, and I want to tell you, we're all pleased. Dickens about that.
Well, they put me on that billboard wearing a woman's bathing suit, and then our insurance company finally had to cancel our policy after we had to keep paying for all those car wrecks on Interstate 71. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
WHS. Oh, we're finally giving away that $42,000 lot. I failed to mention that a few moments ago. McKelvin and I were talking about the end of the Stake Your Claim sweepstakes Sunday. Well, the $42,000 lot caps it all off, and that's Sunday afternoon. We'll do that out at Homorama. 3:34 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere around there. So make sure your entry is in. It's at Copperfield, half mile east of the Snyder Freeway on Shelbyville Road. $42,000 lot out in that fine area. Good luck to you. Bring your pickaxe. I guess Boxcar Wayne wasn't available because they're sending me out there Sunday afternoon. Join us in the heat and bring me an ice cream cone, would you please? I see you. Don't start knocking on a window, you big
and
crab.
Now, the Ann Landers of the airwaves.
Yeah.
The Trouble Man.
Trouble Man. Don't get in my way.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Thanks for waiting on the Trouble Man. I'm happy to be back here. My hair is looking good, don't you think?
I can't tell.
It's in this plastic bag, man.
Check it out here.
Go on.
Can I touch it?
Get my plastic bag on top of my head.
Oh, neat. Oh, that's cool.
Huh? My hair going to be looking good for the mayor's wedding on Saturday. I done got myself appointment and all, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry I'm a day late and a dollar short here, but I can hurry and jump on the phones and help you folks out who's got troubles. My number is 1-800 Trouble, or just dial Trouble Man. That'll ring you into the radio station, too. Let's see. Hello, you on the Trouble Man show? Go ahead.
Hello, this is the Trouble Man. Is Jerry Abramson there?
No, baby, come on now. You're Jerry Abramson, and I'm the Trouble Man. See, you're just nervous because the wedding's coming up.
Oh, yeah. This is Mayor Jerry Abramson.
Yeah.
Trubbs, I picked you to be my best man, and I just wanted to call and make sure you still had the ring.
Yeah, baby. I got the ring early this morning. You know, I got real nervous about it now, but my wife come up with a good idea. She said, I'll wear it in my nose. So she's wearing it around in her nose, and I'll have it ready, man. We'll be there right on time for the ceremony. Don't you worry about it, baby.
Just wanted to check, Trub.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I got to go and take care of this new seating arrangement at the church. Happy Channer still refuses to sit by you, Trubs.
Yeah, I know his thing. Well, good luck, baby. I'll see you Saturday. I hope he's sitting next to me, man, because I got a whoopee cushion I'm going to whip out right before he plops his big can down there. Let's go to another line here. Yeah, you on the Trouble Man show. Go ahead.
Hey, Trub.
Yeah.
This is Tucker Flood out here in Pee-wee Valley.
Yeah. How you doing there, Tucker?
Hey, listen, I just listened on the radio there. I heard the mayor on there talking about he's getting married and all that.
Yeah.
All this talk about marriage makes me want to give up my bachelorhood, Trubs. Yeah, so this morning I got up real early and got in my pickup truck and drove all the way downtown Louisville there to that there Galleria. And I went in that bacon store and I seen this here sign said, Woman's department. So I figured that's where I'd buy me a woman to be my wife. So I stood there by this table full of sweaters, and these women would walk by, and I'd grab them and kiss on them, hug them, see what they felt like, you know, because if you're going to have one for your wife, you want her to feel good. And I picked them up and kissed them a little bit. Boy, I tell you, that's a feisty month. These women started clawing at me and hitting me with their purses.
I bet.
About 10 minutes later, these police came over, and they got my hands all locked up in these here metal clamps. Then they throwed me in this police car, and they drove me down here to the jail, and that's where I'm calling you from, Trubbs. They said I had one phone call, so I thought I'd call you.
Well, that's good and all that, but see,
Trubbs, what did I do wrong? I mean, the sign said woman's
department?
I can dig it, man. And you're a country boy. You don't understand how that works. That means women buy things in there, baby. That don't mean you go in there and buy women or nothing. Hey, listen, baby, you're going to have to bail yourself out of jail. You got any money left for?
Yeah, I got my life savings down here in my shoe.
Well, yeah, reach down in there and pull yourself out a little bit of money and whatever, and that'll buy your way out of jail. And then I want you to go back to that same bacon store in there, baby, and head for the jewelry counter.
What? You mean go back there at that store and let them women scratch in my eyes and beat me on the head with the purse and I get arrested again?
Baby, that ain't gonna happen to you this time. Head over to the jewelry department and pull out that big wire of money you got in your shoe and ask the lady at the jewelry counter to give you the finest piece of jewelry she got, big old gold ring or something. And hand that, or just go wave that around the store there, and after a while, you find 15, 20 people who probably won't be your wife. You know, baby, Trouble Man ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, I trust you on this one, Trubbs. Hey, and to say thanks, I'll send you a bushel of fresh turnips as soon as they's ready, and I'll send you an invite to the wedding.
Yeah, thank you, baby. I'm sure she's gonna be fine if you're gonna fall in love over a woman who's just gonna come up and take your gold ring from you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, I got to fly because my old lady called a couple minutes ago, and she said that nose ring is hooked on the backyard fence there, and
oh.
I got to go home and untangle her. Listen,
ouch.
Trouble Man, I'm gone.
Thanks for ruining our dinner, Trubbs. Why don't you just, you know, have her put it in her pocket till Saturday, huh?
Got troubles? Tell the Trouble Man. Write to Trouble Man, WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville, 40201.
Well, the things you learn on this broadcast, I didn't realize that Trubbs was the best man in the wedding until yesterday when they revealed that he was actually a first cousin to the mayor. So we're just one happy family, you know? It really is a small world. Next time you see me, slap me for saying that, would you? Here's the winning Stake Your Claim sweepstakes number for this hour. Anything you want from the 24-carat section is available to you. It's 236-344. 236-344. And valid for the next 15 minutes in the Stake Your Claim sweepstakes. From 84...